We're talking with R.J. Martin, and he is the lead singer. He also plays the keyboard and the percussionist for the band Joy Slam, and your Canadian band based in Toronto. So welcome, R.J.
Thank you very much.
Now, how did the band come about? Because I read that the band was born out of the ashes of the band Atomic Fantasy.
Yeah, Atomic Fantasy was one of the first bands that I was with. It was kind of more of a kind of glam rock kind of band.
Okay.
And we actually ended up playing a show up north, and we were supposed to play a matinee, which we kind of didn't know about, and we literally were running out of music. And I kind of suggested, it was weird. We were playing, we were getting practically no response. We were just kind of at the end of the stream as far as the music go, and I just kind of said, why don't we play something else? And I suggested a different song, more like like a funky or kind of dance song. And
okay.
We played that. Next thing you know, it was like night and day. All you hear is the women over at the bar go, come running up and dancing. And and I said, you know what? We got to play a lot more of this kind of music.
Well, that's great, yeah.
Joy Slam kind of formed out of that.
Okay, and was it the same members as the other band?
Only two of us. The other two kind of moved on to, I suppose, quote-unquote, regular jobs.
Okay.
They had, I suppose, the family mm-hmm. to support and do.
Okay, so is music basically your career?
Music's everything to me. Absolutely everything. I hate the business part of it, but I love playing.
You've played with a few big names. Actually, you opened for Burton Cummings, and that's with the Guess Who Band at the Worldwide Music Festival. When was this?
Oh, it was a Canada Day festival that we did last year.
And, last year, okay.
People kept coming in, and more and more, and then by the end of it, we're playing, and you know, they announced at the final count that there was over 50,000 people that were there. It was awesome.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, you play and you know, you just get this vibe and this energy coming back from the people that were there, and you know, it just makes you want to play that much more and that much more intensely. And it was just this, you know, kind of perpetual kind of circle happening with energy. It was really cool.
It is cool. Now, your music, I've read that it's kind of a combination of funk, dance, alternative, modern rock.
Yeah, it's a little bit of different. It's a little bit of everything, but I think the common thread with it is it's all really high energy type of stuff that just kind of gets people up to move around or dance or really have a good time. And you know, with the lyrics that actually have a little bit more of a strong and a positive kind of message.
Yeah, your lyrics do have a message. For instance, time is reality, and I also think that one's a little bit reggae too, with reggae music in it too, I guess.
Yeah, a couple of the tracks have that kind of undertone to them, and it was kind of, again, it was really kind of an intentional. It's just, I think it was just kind of another way just to really, you know, to portray the content and the lyrics and kind of get them that message out.
Mm-hmm. And now I know we played Time is Reality and we're playing Understand right now, so they both have messages in them. And do all the songs, is that something that you're kind of cautious of, to have a message?
We tried to for a few of the songs. Some of them are just really, really just kind of some little weird nonsensical kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one cover that we're doing on the Heat Moon Fire CD called Do It, and that's just it's a 1970s kind of disco cover that was initially done by BT Express, and we just kind of revamped it a little bit, added a little bit more bounce to it, a little more funky guitar, and it's, you know, sometimes it's just fun to have fun, I suppose.
It is fun to have fun. Now, is this your debut CD, Heat Moon?
No, this is actually the second CD.
Second CD.
The first CD was entitled Attitudinal, and I was kind of more of a transition, I think, from going from the glam rock stuff into the funk rock kind of ska thing. So there are some heavier songs, and then there are some lighter songs. But with the new one, Heat and Fire, it's just I think it's a little more solid ground, and I think we kind of had a better idea where we stood and what we wanted to try to accomplish.
Okay, great. Now, all your songs, mostly, are they originals?
Yep, all of them are. They're all original material, except for the cover, the one cover. And
so, who writes the songs?
It's me.
It's you. Okay, it's not a group effort. It's basically you.
No, it's me. They kind of pretty much everything that you hear on the Heat Moon CD was actually only two of us. It was myself and a guy named Brian Didier, who was the engineer at the time. I get along really, really well with him, so I drove him nuts most of the time because I kept bugging him to, he'd go, okay, this is how we're going to play. And it's like, no, that sucks. Let's do it like this.
Well, you have a strong background, too, in the arts, don't you?
Yeah, I was, initially when I first started, I was doing acting and some other and drama. I did like musical theater and tours and that type of stuff. And I don't know. I just, the theater part of it, I like some of the aspects of it, but the acting thing really wasn't for me. To me, when you're acting, you have to kind of be somebody else. But when you're doing music, you can actually really be yourself.
Okay, interesting. That's true, too, but it must definitely help you on stage in that.
Oh, it does. It does. You're just a lot more comfortable, and you can take a lot of the aspects and things of it to kind of add to a show to, you know, get people involved in what you're doing, so it's not just, you know, four guys standing on stage, you know, looking like stick figures or something.
So four guys in the band. Now, your music is being played not just in North America, it's being also played in Australia, the UK, Asia, too, and it's on satellite radio, college radio, multi-music professional, DJ series, all different types of music services, I guess.
It's been a real uphill struggle to get a lot of them, to get places to even, you know, to play us, let alone, you know, listen to us. And it's slowly starting to pay off. So, I mean, I'm really, you know, glad for, you know, stations, you know, like yours, definitely, for, you know, for giving an opportunity to, you know, to some artists. I mean, we've just kind of hit a lot of snags, and it's been it's been a real big fight.
Yeah, well, I think it's like that for everybody in the music business. It's certainly a lot of struggle and a lot of hard work, but the payoff, when the payoff comes, it's very rewarding, I think.
Yeah, well, it is. I'm really, you know, hoping at the end of everything that, you know, things just start going a lot more smoothly, and just the opportunity to, you know, have people hear us and you know, get out and play to, you know, more and more people, and that's just something I'm really looking forward to.
Great. Have a lot coming up this summer? You're going to be touring a lot and different things like that?
We're still at this point, we're doing some gigs and everything now, playing some bigger and better venues. So it's starting to really pick up now. It's been slow, but everything is starting to really move. It's like the big change has pretty been, it's been through June.
Right. Now, you recently signed with the Trilogy record label, too.
Yeah, we were really unsure initially about, you know, labels, and we kind of figured, oh, maybe we should kind of do, you know, all of this kind of stuff ourselves, and along, you know, came Trilogy, and, you know, they've helped out a lot, a lot more than we initially thought that they would, and they've really been instrumental in getting the airplay through Europe and the multi-music thing. It's just been really great.
That's great. Now, you have a webpage. It's not very hard to find you on the internet, so if you type in Joyslam, I know a lot of information comes up. Now, you have a website. Do you want to give our listeners the address for that?
Of course. Joyslam.com.
That's pretty easy. Now, you're on Facebook, too?
Yeah. And
okay.
And the fun part, and for that, it's just same, just Joy Slam.
Mm-hmm.
One word, and if you go to two words, it goes to a personal page. If, you know, like you break it up into Joy, then Slam. If it's just Joy Slam, it just goes right to the band page.
Okay, great. Now, Joy Slam, how did that name come about?
Okay, there's two. Okay, there's an official one and an unofficial one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you guys, and I'll let you and everybody kind of decide which one you like better. The official one is it's the dichotomy between pleasure and pain, with joy being happy and slam meaning pain, and how you sort through and get through the different aspects in your life. That's the official. The unofficial is when I was initially recording it, I was flipping through the magazine and saw the word joy. It was the first word that popped into my head that I seen, and I was missing wrestling at the time because I was recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the words together really quick, and that was Joy Slam. So that's the unofficial one. But
okay.
Whatever one sounds better, we'll take.
Okay, well, it's an interesting name, too. It sticks in people's heads, I think, and that's what you need for a name of a band.
Yeah, it's as long as people remember, and it's and go to the site and check stuff out. That makes life much easier and better for us.
Good. I think you even have a track that people can download on your website right now.
Yeah, there's a couple of tracks that are on there. And what we're trying to do is rotate the tracks,
like, mm-hmm.
so each time they can download something free. I think the one that might be up there now is a remix of one of the songs Real World.
Okay.
And that was actually remixed and recorded by a really good friend of mine, Kevin. I suppose his music name is Kevin Daniels, and he's a brand new daddy, so
okay.
Yeah, he's a really, really good guy. So by all means, go to go to joyslam.com or even on MySpace, and I hope everybody enjoys the song, and we'll probably be changing up the song for people to download sometime this week.
That's great. Good. The album itself, I suppose you can get it off iTunes and maybe through your website too?
Yeah, you can get them through, there's links on the joyslam.com site,
mm-hmm.
and you can also reach it through The Orchard or through CD Baby.
Okay, great. Do you have a favorite track on the album?
Understand is actually one of the ones that I really like. It's one of the ones that just kind of jumped out at me, and it was really fun to write, and it was one of those really strong emotional kind of songs.
I think it is, definitely there's a message in there.
Thank you again. I do appreciate you and everybody, listening to our music, and I'm glad you're letting us do an interview to give people an idea what Joy Slam is.
Well, we enjoy promoting Canadian music. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, RJ?
Well, just a big thank you. Hopefully everybody has a chance to check out the site, and by all means, come on over and talk to us and meet us on Facebook.
Okay, well, that's great.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Well, thank you, and all the best.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. 0.9 FM. Next up, the band Joy Slam, and it's a song called Understand.
Emotions deep inside of me. I feel angry, sad and incomplete. Sometimes I feel so out of place. Feel my grip slip as I'm falling from grace. Stay that I need. for me. Just being everything for everybody. They can't begin to know what's really inside. 'Cause once they get what they want, no one cares. No one tries. Why do I feel so alone?